Funny texter, Bill and Gilbert. I have stone in my yard. Can you explain the do-it-yourself method to install pavers in the area? Before I had an opportunity to answer that, as y'all were talking through it, he texts back and said, convince me it's not a DIY job.
Text and text back. And we've only talked about one reason for that, is just the weight and the mass of the compactor.
Yeah, but before we get back to that, we blew through that segment without giving those coyotes tickets away again. So I'm not feeling creative right now. Just text coyotes to 411-923 and we'll pick a random winner.
Okay. And the game is when?
This is for Friday, November 24th, 7 p.m. puck drop.
Okay.
Just text Coyote to 411-923, and everyone that does, we'll just pick a random number and text back, and we'll get the address you want them sent certified mail, and they're taking on the Los Angeles Kings.
All right. And we'll announce the winner before we sign out top of the hour. We also have a texter that called in, and someone that called in during the break. Actually, he's in the pool care business. And he says, hey, folks, if you want your guests swimming for the Thanksgiving weekend, turn your heater on now. It ends up being his busiest week next week. So there's your tip. Another one of the Rosie on Now's tips of the week.
Yeah, those pools don't heat like water, like your water heater. That takes
or
more
spa.
Than 10 minutes.
Right. So we're here talking backyard hardscapes and living environments with Nathan Angel, sales manager of Bellegarde Pavers. We're also talking about our blog, Holiday Hospitality. And one of the tips that we tell people is, you know, prior to your guests arriving, just go live in the room they'll be staying in and verify that the reading lamp light bulb is still operable and that the fan hasn't developed an out-of-balance tick when you turn it on to put them to sleep at night. Tick, 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 right? So just go live in the room for a day or two and you be your own guest. And so, you know, put a little bell beside the table and ring it and see if your spouse will respond and bring you water and your newspaper and your coffee in the morning.
That's dangerous.
All right, Nathan. We're here talking about the different products y'all have at Bellegarde and the different ways of installing it, whether it is or isn't a DIY. I think pavers are one of the hardest DIY projects there are. The compactor is one of the reasons. But, I mean, then you get to some point of the installation near the end where full pavers won't fit.
Correct.
You're in a radius. Or you're at the end of the walk and you're having to, and these are what, 6,000 PSI?
Try closer to, industry standard is 8,000
PSI.
We're tracking most of our stuff near 9,500 to 10,000.
Okay. So we have a fairly dense paver that now we have to cut.
Yes. You're going to need a diamond saw, diamond wet saw. So you could be a table version or you could rent a handheld. But most, you know, homeowners, I don't know that I would recommend grabbing a big handheld concrete saw. But yeah, now you're adding another tool rental. You're adding another element that maybe a lot of homeowners aren't going to be comfortable.
Yeah, it's heavy, it's cumbersome, it's powerful, and they charge you by the hundredth of inch that you consume that blade by.
Yes.
And it gets expensive really fast.
It absolutely does.
And I know you're dealing with it. The new OSHA silica sand.
Oh, it's brutal. It's probably one of the most life-changing, you know, things that have come along for our industry, my business, in quite some time.
In the past 8 months, OSHA has cut down the amount of silica, airborne silica, allowed on a job by 90%. It was from 250 picoliters to 25 picoliters.
Yes.
And that isn't very much.
No, it's not a lot.
So it's dangerous. But once installed correctly, baby, you've got a permanent installation.
Lifetime. It was kind of interesting. As I was waiting to come on air, I was actually grabbed by somebody else in studio and asked, hey, I got pavers. I need to clean them. That's also one of the most common things. And we're actually in peak cleaning and sealing season as well. So I recommend air. And that is a DIY project. Absolutely.
Okay.
Just head on down to Marvell Building and Masonry, any of the locations, and grab some Technoseal paver cleaner.
What would you do first? I mean, when you have the paver job installed, are you expecting your ICPI certified installer to do anything? Do they generally offer sealing as a part of it, or do you have to ask for that?
You would have to. Some contractors are a little afraid of clean-ealing. It's not generally one of folks. There's folks that specialize in it, and then there are some Belgard authorized contractors that do offer it all the time. I'm a big fan of getting your paver sealed using a water-based natural look sealer like the Technoseal IN. That'll last you 3 or 4 years here in Phoenix. A lot of sealers struggle to deal with our high heat and high UV.
Yeah.
But that one does really well here, and it's good protection. So the hot tire transfer onto your driveway from the rubber and the asphalt.
Yeah.
It hoses right off essentially afterwards. Protects you especially around the barbecue or the pizza oven when you're dropping anything that could be greasy and could potentially stay in the paver that way.
Okay, and I'm looking at the site right now, Belgard.com, and I'm looking at something I don't have a lot of familiarity with at all. Porcelain pavers?
Porcelain pavers, relatively new into the industry, about a couple of years now. Best ones are still Italian-made porcelain, 3/4 inch thick, so not like porcelain tile for your interior. That way we can actually lay them like a paver on sand instead of having to mortar set them, so they act like a real paver. 24x24, 12x48 wood grain planks. I've got the 12x48 wood grain planks in my backyard.
Is there an interlocking component to them?
The sand, same as with regular pavers. So it acts like an interlocking system. There are some sand set spacers that we would recommend use for the Mirage or the Belgard porcelain paver rather. And the nice beauty about it, talking about staining. Porcelain is so dense, you cannot stain it. You have lots of parties at your house, best product to throw down because you could have a bottle of red wine dropped on it and it'll clean right up.
Well, that's never happened in my backyard. Ever. Now, if you're working with someone designing the ultimate backyard, when would you go from the 9,500 PSI concrete paver to the porcelain paver? Is that the more formal look?
It's definitely more contemporary.
Okay.
Or if you go with the wood grain look, if you're trying to go with that little bit more rustic look, absolutely.
Okay.
That would be a great way to go. And think about it this way. You don't have to do the entire backyard either with the porcelain. There's certain elements where you can use it as an inlay, like a rug, or use it as your barbecue top where it makes sense. We can mix and match the materials, and it looks fantastic.
It does. It looks really good. Again, I'm at Belgard.com. Get your ideas. Explore. It says explore the possibilities. And y'all certainly have a beautiful gallery here of opportunities and ideas of what to do with the pavers. And we've been talking about pavers. But one of the things we talk about a lot in the Garden Hour is I can't understand why people are still planting ground-level gardens.
No. Not at all. Why back-breaking work?
Romy had to take a call this morning in the Garden Hour about gophers, you know? So the raised planters. And where we say the pavers are a tough do-it-yourself project, I would say the retaining walls is a reasonable do-it-yourself project for someone in reasonably good shape with a strong back and doesn't even mind getting up and down off their knees in the dirt.
Absolutely, it's a great DIY project.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, easy to do. Get that first course level, like Romy mentioned earlier, and then it's just stack and block from there.
How high can you take a dry stack retaining wall?
Well, it's by law here in the state of Arizona, you can only take a dry stack up 4 foot. There are some communities, Wickenburg is one, Prescott is another, unincorporated Maricopa County. If you're truly retaining anything with it, you can't go above 18 inches without pulling a permit. And that's because people have gone to the home centers and taken that little tiny, you know, landscape block wall and have built a 6, 8, 10 footer with it. And have, you know, it's fallen down. That stuff is simply a veneer. The real work is being done behind with geogrids and soil retention. The wall becomes just a nice, beautiful veneer at that point. But garden walls, you can take it up 3 or 4 foot, no problem at all. Enclose it, four sides, and put your soil in there. Would recommend a landscape felt in behind it, just so that all the soil fines when you're watering your garden don't leach out onto the front and stain the front so bad.
And that's because it's a dry stack block, as you water the garden, it can have the tendency to bleed out through the block.
And oh, absolutely.
So you put that retainer cloth in the back of it, and that holds it all together and keeps it from dripping out on the face.
Yes. Recommend gluing the top couple of courses. There's some, and don't just get liquid nails. A lot of homeowners tend to do that, and that product's not going to last. There's some great glues that we sell from Technoseal. There's a structure bond, and there's also an RG adhesive that'll work great.
And now you're not bending down on your knees, gardening and weeding. You're actually at sitting height. You're able to sit down, reach across the width. We tell people when they're doing raised planters, don't make it so wide that you can't reach past the halfway mark. So mm-hmm. don't make it any wider than about 4 feet, really. And you can actually sit on the retaining wall and work your garden.
Absolutely. And you know you're going to get great soil because you're putting in the soil.
You're putting in the right soil and the right soil supplements. It's much easier to do weed control. It's much easier to do gopher control. You can regulate them with certain underlayments underneath the geotech cloth that you can create a gopher barrier there. So you bring in your drip irrigation system and bring in your soil, and voila, you got
done.
Her going.
Yep, absolutely.
I will never do ground level ever. It again, not because I'm not physically capable, but because it increases the maintenance tenfold.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Raised planters, you've got different types of retaining walls.
And a lot of your ground animals that get into your garden, you know, you've eliminated that problem.
Completely. Yeah.
Yep.
It's easier to keep the rabbits out. The dogs are less inclined.
Yeah, it's just easier all around.
So raised retaining walls, porcelain pavers, the normal concrete pavers. We started the show talking about some of your outdoor feature items you can accentuate the backyard with. Go through a couple of those again.
So we have fireplaces fully built in. They come in on pallets. Contractor forklifts them right in. You could have a fire roaring in 45 minutes after your concrete foundation is put in. And even now, with our good soils in most of the valley here, we don't even require a concrete footer any longer. You can just use a 4-inch compacted base and put them right on the top of that.
Fantastic. Yeah. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got the new paver for the driveways.
So essentially it's what's allowing us to do that now is a new bagged product. It's new polymeric mortar. So we screed that to 1/4 inch or 3/8 inch over the top of your concrete driveway, and you can use our 30 mil or 1.5 inch pavers right over the top of that. We've got them in a lot of cases where we're now just paving right into the garage. And,
I love that.
Get it done.
All right. We're here with Nathan Angel, sales manager of Bellegarde Pavers, and we're going to talk a little bit about, okay, how do we get started right after this break? Okay, I see the pictures on the website. I've seen them going down. They virtually have taken over the use of concrete in driveways and sidewalks in most of the residential applications. We hardly ever pour a concrete slab outside a home anymore. It's all done in pavers. How do we get started, and how do we pay for it? With Nathan Angel of Bellegarde, when we get